Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
When you're having trouble finding someone to share your life with romantically,
yeah.
There's a saying we all fall back on. Plenty of fish in the sea.
Yeah, that's true.
And
there
that's,
is.
It's true. It's true.
Billions of people.
Yeah. Problem with that statement, the sea is vast.
It is. It's deep.
Yep. And sometimes it's hard to find that fish. And you may need to keep swimming past your normal reef and beaches.
Yeah.
But tell me, who the hell knew that today? You may have to be prepared as a human, getting away from the fish talk.
Yeah.
For tolls and oil changes, just to go on a first date.
So I got to really hit the road?
That's what it sounds like.
Oh, my God.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. So, Tommy, my wife has a friend who lives in Philly.
Okay.
That's where my wife went to med
school. Yeah.
And this woman is single. She is in her 40s. And my wife is, you know.
That's a rough spot.
You would know.
Oh, yeah.
But she's going back and forth with my wife the other night.
Yeah.
Saying that, you know, she's been using the dating apps in Philadelphia. Big-ass city.
Yeah. Fourth biggest city in the country.
She's having no luck. She can't meet anybody.
All right.
So, she has adjusted the search for guys on her dating app. She now includes not just men in Philadelphia, but men in Baltimore and in Washington, D.C., too.
So that's they're close.
Range. Yeah.
I mean, it's close, but it's not like quick.
You're at least an hour away from both those places.
Yeah. And don't even get me started with the traffic.
So she is willing to hop on a train.
Oh my God.
Travel to two other major cities hours away for a chance at meeting someone that she may eventually
be
into.
But she's a chick, man. You'd think the sausage would be all over.
And here's the thing. She's not a bad-looking woman either.
I'm sure she's fine.
Also successful. But she's having that much trouble where she is now willing to go to Baltimore and D.C. So
man.
I come in, and I tell Kimmy the other day about this, and I go, can you believe this? And you were like, yeah.
Yeah. No, I think it's a pretty common thing.
And hold on. So let's say I meet somebody like this woman, mm-hmm. she meets somebody in Baltimore or D.C. Like, she's gonna
the hope
train.
Is like you figure it out. Like if it works, like if you actually like this person, then somehow down the line you figure out a better situation. But
I'm
willing
to
at least go meet people in other places.
But I'm saying on the initial meet, I'm going to take a train all the way down to D.C.
Yeah.
We're going to go out, I guess, have dinner, drinks, whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are we hooking up that night? I mean, what do we do? I mean, I got to go get a hotel room. I'm not from here.
Or you take the train back that night, I guess.
Man, that's
you could meet during the day.
Night train. Delicious booze, by the way.
Maybe you make a weekend out of it.
But for a first date,
I'm saying you personally. Like, let's say you go out for dinner and drinks Friday night, and then you just stay the weekend in
but
DC
by yourself.
Oh, yeah, wow, this is fun. Look, I'm at
I'm almost thinking, man, you're going to take that person out of loneliness. You know what I mean? I already got a hotel room.
Okay.
This person probably
they would have to agree with
it. I understand that, but it might push you into that quicker.
Well, you as the traveler, yes. The person who's in D.C. or Baltimore, if they're not vibing,
but
why
how about
they?
This, bro?
Think about
you're
you and
the
your...
dude.
Yeah.
You're the dude. You're at the bar.
Yeah.
She walk in. She just got off the train. She's fine as a mofo.
Oh, boy, that's if she's fine.
Bro, come on.
But she could also be crazy.
Who cares? You're pining for
it. Bro, she just got off a train an hour away to meet
with
you.
Yeah, with that motion,
she's
bro.
She's crazy.
That motion makes him nuts.
And by the way, like, think of how far you would have traveled in your 40s if you were.
Oh, I would have crawled there, man.
Yeah.
All right, so Kimmy, you said you know people here in Rochester that have adjusted their searches to Buffalo, so Toronto, Syracuse.
Toronto is a big place. Like,
it's 3 hours.
Well, but when you expand your search, it always includes Toronto because technically, like, distance-wise.
It's only 60 miles away.
Yeah.
Across it, yeah.
So I know a lot of people.
How the sparrow flies.
I know a lot of people that, yeah, get a lot of Toronto matches out of it.
That's Dayton on Foreign Soil.
Foreign Soil. Phone number is 252-WCMF. 252-9263. Is it that hard to meet someone in the greater Rochester area on these dating apps right now that people are adjusting their searches to Toronto, Buffalo, and Syracuse? Because if you are extending your search 90 miles east and west, it gets complicated.
Yeah.
One, in the beginning, someone is going to have to drive a long time.
Somebody's going to have to step out.
Yeah, just for a date. And like, Tommy, would you be willing to drive, I don't know, an hour and 15 minutes to a Buffalo suburb for the privilege of buying a woman dinner and putting on a fake persona to try and impress you?
Yeah. Because I mean, like, that's a lot.
With the travel, that's a 2.5 hour night before you're eating dinner.
Or I might get a hotel just because I'm going to be out late drinking and whatever, right?
Okay. And let's be real here. You know, you bring up the whole, you know, you would feel obligated to sleep with them, you as a person. There are people that just aren't compatible, right? They both have the best intentions. Yeah. They just, you know, it doesn't work.
There, it's like, nah, not what I thought.
So you could have a situation where you drive all this way, and in the first 15 minutes of this dinner, you know that it's not going to work out.
Yeah.
You also don't. Like, if you did the longer distance, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So let's say you ain't interested, but she is. And it's tough to, like, break that off for the evening because, like,
there's pressure there for sure. Added pressure.
Because they know you're here for the weekend, right?
Well, you don't tell them you're there for the weekend.
Well, they kind of figure it out if you drove. If you took a, let's say you went all the way to Albany from here.
Yeah. Okay.
That's four plus hours. You're staying the night. They know that.
Okay.
And if all of a sudden she wants you to stick around and meet me in the morning for some breakfast or something, you got no goddamn excuse to, like, break it off.
Counterpoint to that, you know, you don't want to run out on in the middle of a date unannounced in Rochester because the odds are you're going to see that person again.
Sure.
If they're in Buffalo, Albany, or Syracuse.
Right, I think it kind of helps.
You could just be like, yeah, I'm going to go to the bathroom and then.
But you got to be a huge dick to pull that off.
You're never going to see them again.
I know, but you've also got to be that cruel. Because you're like, man, this person also hung their stuff out there to hang out with you. Like, they're sitting there, restaurant, they got ready for an evening out, and you just bolt.
I mean, I actually know,
as an adult man,
I know somebody who this kind of worked out for.
What happened?
She had met somebody in Buffalo, and, like, they met once, and she was like, oh, yeah, he's kind of okay. But, like, as, like, their texting relationship went on, you know, like, their distance thing, he started to get, like, really, really weird and kind of creepy and a little possessive. And she was like, thank God I never have. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I can leave him there. I don't have to run into him or any of his friends. Like, it was like one date and that was it. And it was easier to kind of separate from it.
But, like, even if it does work out, let's say you go on the date, you hit it off, and now you got something going on.
Damn, bro. Like,
again, talking about how folks on dating apps have started expanding their distances 90 miles in every direction, trying to meet people, willing to travel just for a first date. So, you got someone you like. They live in Buffalo or Syracuse or Albany or whatever, and you want to spend more time with them. Now you're both making sacrifices so that can happen.
So you got to go back and forth for the coochie trail.
I would argue the best part of an early relationship is the spontaneity.
Oh, sure.
Like, hey, I'm coming over in 30 minutes
for dinner. Yeah, you're ripping each other apart, man.
I'm not just the sex. Everything about your lives, if this were to work out with someone in another city, would have to be planned way in advance for it to work. And what happens if you've had a long day or you've got a long day tomorrow? Are you going to spend a weeknight, get up 90 minutes before you would, and take that trek into work the next day?
You would almost have to make it a weekend type of thing. And eventually, somebody's going to have to step up and make the decision to move because you can't do it forever if you're getting serious.
But, like, when does that get serious?
I mean, it could happen in 3 months, right? Like, where you're like, you're on, you know, you've been pretty much a couple now.
Okay. But,
and you know everything about each other and you're pretty comfortable. I'm thinking she's going to want more.
But think about this. 3 months is a really long time when you guys are traveling from another city to see each other. And this is a guy whose daughter plays travel hockey. So I'll know all about traveling in Binghamton and Syracuse and Albany. Going to Rome on Sunday. Rome.
Stop bragging.
Why? 252-WCMF. Let's talk to Mikey. Mikey, how are you, buddy?
Hey, Duff. How you doing?
Good, man.
So this is interesting. So my girlfriend and I have been together for, we're pushing 3 years. She lives in Binghamton, and I live here in Rochester. And we're both in our 40s, late 40s, and professionals. We have kids. We have family ties to the area. Neither of us are looking to move immediately. But we were on one of the social media dating sites and just happened. It was an open conversation that just turned very fluid. And
yeah, it did.
It went on.
A lot of fluid in that bear, Mike.
Oh, there's fluid in there for sure.
Yeah.
But, boys having fun?
Batch.
Oh, yeah. But we make it a point to find.
We lost him. He probably went out of range to go visit her.
Oh, sorry.
And we'll make a weekend out of it.
Okay, all right. So this works for you.
So it works, but you know, we also realize that we've got, you know, 5 to 6 years before our kids are out of the house and we could consider moving in together. So we've kind of had to plan this out ahead of time. But the what you plan for on a Friday night date night, we do as well. We just do it remotely. You know, we'll make it a point to go to one another's house, or if it's just a Friday night date night, we'll just meet together in like Skinny Atlas, have dinner, spend the night, and then go home.
Okay,
but that's got to get expensive, man.
Especially Skinny Atlas.
It ain't cheap.
So there's Auburn, which is not quite as expensive.
Yeah, but
way more romantic, right next to the prison.
Yeah, you got the guy staring out the window
and the Holiday Inn.
What you do? Hey, do in prison?
There's out there, so it makes it worthwhile.
And one of my cousins is making your bed.
Probably, sure. But the point is that there's a whole movement for like the later set, you know, the 45 plus, where it's
the foot draggers
together apart mentality. And you know, Tommy's wife would probably prefer to live apart, but living together apart, you're committed to each other. You're just not physically living in the same space. And yes, during the week,
I think I would start
long conversations on the phone, and that's the way you stay connected.
Mike, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
That's too much leash, man, for a dude.
What? Who are you cheating with? You had to go that far to meet somebody, and you all of a sudden have somebody else ready to go.
If I meet somebody at a bar, I'm probably going to take some snaps.
Again,
you are so full of crap.
No, but again, you weren't meeting anybody at a bar here, so like now you're cheating. You had to
purpose. I would actually think this might not be the worst situation for somebody, especially got a lot going on with your kids. You might not see this person a whole lot, anyways.
Right.
And you maintain your independence. You fulfill.
Yeah,
like,
but then
you,
I gotta.
You
drive.
Don't have to worry about being lonely because there is still somebody there.
But you gotta drive, man. That sucks. You gotta drive down to Binghamton.
Well, he said they meet in Skinny Alice.
Well, sometimes he says. Sometimes they go. He drives down there, and comes back like a long weekend. It's like he's got a kid in hockey, but no stick.
Well, no, you get that wonderful evening in downtown
Binghamton, yes.
Which looks like the Soviet Union in 1987. Yeah. We got a ton of Instagram messages coming in. Again, we're talking about people adjusting their dating apps to travel further for first dates. Just traveling 80, 90, you know, two hours to go meet somebody. Blake writes us on Instagram. I do this all the time. The key is to schedule two dates on a Saturday, one for lunch, one for dinner. If the first one goes well, you cancel the second one, spend the day with them. If the first one sucks, you hang around Buffalo, you go on the second date.
All right, so he has a bullpen.
Is that unethical?
Yes. Because you're also going to stiff that person at the last minute that thinks they're going out for the evening. They probably made plans, maybe had to get a babysitter. Yeah. You know the deal.
Well, on the other side of that, though, I'm sorry, Timmy. Brandon writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF, the easiest way to get us. He says, dating apps suck. I've been on Tinder, Bumble, Hinge for over 3 years. I got one date. I drove to Oswego, and she never showed up.
Oh,
man, you got stiffed in Oswego?
At least you get to go to the sub shop.
Yeah. But yeah, that fancy, what's that, hamburger sub?
It's so good. It is.
Everybody raves.
Oh, my God. And they got a kick-ass, like, unique, fun donut shop in Oswego now.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So if you get stranded in Oswego, and they got a Ruby Tuesday,
donuts.
You can get croutons.
All right.
Pumpernickel croutons. I know my food in Oswego.
Yeah, you do.
I mean, look, you know, going back to like the potential benefits, Kimmy, I'm sorry, I cut you off. You were going to say something.
No, you're good.
Okay. Yeah. If you are looking for a positive, a big one for women past Kimmy's friend realizing like this guy's a psycho and I don't know how to see him, I would argue you are much less likely to match with a guy just looking to have sex with you 90 miles away.
Oh, you think he's a little more grounded?
Well, like, think about this.
Less horny?
Well, unless you are legitimately interested in a relationship, no man is going to drive 90 miles to meet a woman that has a tiny chance of hooking up with him on the first date. Would you agree with that?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I would think to your point, like if I did meet somebody, let's say I met somebody in Toronto, chances are you're not going to meet that person right away. So maybe you do take a little bit more time to get to know them through just simply like messaging, maybe phone calls, whatever, before you actually meet. So you have a little bit better of an idea of who that person is rather than just, hey, we matched, let's go out for lunch tomorrow.
I do think it's fool's gold with the texting before because you have the ability to think out everything you're going to say.
You're right. But maybe you just hear more details about that person that would let you know whether or not you're going to like them.
Okay.
You know?
I could see guys like keeping that relationship going in Toronto, you know, because the Yankees are playing up there for the weekend.
It's a good call.
You know what I mean? She's got a place not that far from the stadium.
It's a good call. I mean, look at all these people that are doing this. KDJ writes us, the apps suck. I've been 50 minutes to 5 hours.
5 hours. Ain't nothing worth 5 hours, he man, says, out
but
there.
But it's fun. I agree with
five
Mike.
5 hours. That's a 10-hour swing.
Yeah. You're in the car for 10 hours just to meet somebody.
Let's put you down in New York City.
I mean, but if it's the right one.
It better be, man.
Okay, you want to hate somebody?
Always do.
Alexis writes us on Instagram because we're talking about how hard it is to meet people, right? She writes us, my dating app experience was awesome. I was on the dating app for 2 days. Found my future husband on the second swipe.
Yeah, she's probably a piece of ass, man. Big difference.
Went on a date, and we've been together ever since right here in Rochester. Didn't have to drive more than 10 minutes. Hey, is your house on fire? Mine's not. Look, we just put marble in. This is wonderful.
Yeah, she's fine.
Do you have cancer? I'm going to continue to live. I hope everything works out for you, though.
So I do think that...
God, I do hate that woman.
A lot of people I know that have been on the dating apps, it's a short-lived thing. Maybe it's just a Rochester thing. I don't know. But like they found that like after being on the app for like a year or so, you kind of start to see the same people over and over.
Oh.
Because, you know, Rochester's only so big and everybody has their probably preferences set to a certain type or location, whatever.
Sure.
So... That's why another reason why they expanded it was because I'm running through the same people all the time.
Humping in Hamilton.
252 WC. If you bring up Canada, we'll get to that in a sec. But Ben is he's on hold here. Hey, Ben, how are you, buddy?
I am doing fantastic, guys.
Good to hear from you, buddy.
That's because, how you doing, Tommy? My new girlfriend lives out in Albion.
How far is that from you?
I am in the Albion of the East Side. That would be Williamson.
So are you an hour away?
Yeah, we're like maybe an hour and 10 minutes apart.
How'd you meet her?
Yeah. Facebook dating.
Okay, so you're all right. So you did exactly what we're describing here, and it's how long have you guys been dating?
Yeah, since Saturday, last Saturday.
How many times have you met? Once or twice?
So you've only been with her once?
No, actually a bunch of times. Because we started out, it was like friends with benefits. And then
where's the benefit?
This is how I decided, and I told her beforehand, I'm like, this weekend's a test. See how you handle this, because I have my two kids. And we took them to the zoo. And Duffy, you know how kids can go throughout an entire day.
Sure. The worst part is they kept trying to lock Ben up while they were there.
But yeah, so it was like, you know, the range of emotions of the kids. Like, I wanted to see how she would handle being around my kids. Because it's like, if
I get it.
Somebody, hey, I get do what it. You got to do, man.
It's me and the kids. So after I dropped her off, I asked her if she wanted to be my girlfriend. And I think that after like maybe two months of talking.
Okay.
I think.
Well, I mean, ladies, if you're listening right now and you're wondering whether or not you should expand your dating, you know, location.
Yeah, what do I do?
You could meet someone like Ben. So.
But there are Bens out there.
There are Bens out there to be had. Well, not this Ben anymore.
No.
He is now Facebook official. Well, Ben, congratulations, buddy. Yeah. Enjoy the ride. Have fun.
Can't wait for the big wedding announcement.
Well, don't jinx a guy.
No.
Come on. I meant
come
for her
on.
Sake.
It's been a week.
You said it, Ben. All right, Ben, have a good rest of the day.
It's only been a week, man. I don't know.
The old ball and chain.
You want to be my girlfriend?
How long you been gay? A week.
Week.
Since Saturday.
Yeah.
We'll finish up with this.
What is it?
Ipequin.
Ipequin?
Writes us on Instagram. Met my wife 5 hours away from me. Long distance dating for 8 years. Moved in together and have happily lived for a family for 10.
Wow.
8 years.
So they're 18 years of being together.
Yep. That's what it sounds like.
Wow.
All right. I mean, if it's for you, God bless. And again, you could snag a Ben.
Oh, yeah. They're out there.
Let's take a break.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
The idea behind these laws? To protect civil society
Good.
From a bunch of drunks. And no one has ever questioned why these laws exist. We just all kind of accepted it.
All right.
But a change in who can now legally serve alcohol in New York State kind of shines a light on who can't. And how, when you think about it,
yeah.
doesn't really make any sense.
All right.
You're hanging out at the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. Yesterday, it was announced the state of New York has changed its policies on what types of businesses are allowed to serve alcohol in New York State.
Okay.
Tommy, there's been a bunch of new adult-oriented businesses that did not used to exist, and they want to serve alcohol.
All right.
So effective now, places like board game cafes, escape rooms, mini golf, art galleries.
Mini golf?
Cooking class studios, pottery workshops, batting cages, and virtual reality cafes, along with other things.
Okay.
Will be able to get an on-premises liquor license.
Wow.
Is this a good idea?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, let them make money.
Kimmy, is this a good idea?
I would say yes for most of those things on the list.
Which one bothers you?
There were a couple that I saw on the list. I don't know if you have the same story.
Okay. What's wrong with alcohol and a bat?
It was the go-kart thing for me, I think.
Yeah, they did put go-karts out there.
Yeah.
Well, you probably can't go-kart and boo.
Well, that's what I wonder. But then wouldn't one take away from the other, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, if I'm there to go-kart and I can have a drink, then it kind of defeats the purpose.
Right, don't listen to Kimmy. Of course it's a good idea. It's all a good idea. Why would you not want these places to make as much money as possible?
Right.
Right? They can make money on the booze. Serving booze makes it a more attractive place to be to a certain part of the population. I don't understand the issue. In fact,
what's that?
At risk of sounding stupid, why does the state restrict what businesses can sell alcohol at all?
What do you mean? Nobody?
Like, what's anybody, the argument against it, you mean?
Any business.
Anybody can apply for a liquor license, basically?
Like, it doesn't make a lot of sense considering how you can access alcohol and the many ways you can legally consume it that people don't think about. Because it feels like, Tommy, this is one of those old school laws that was put into place like 100 years ago when like a pastor became senator like somewhere downstate.
Yeah, probably.
And nobody thought about it since. Let's use batting cages as an example.
Yeah.
You don't want people to be drunk at batting cages. That was the argument. You know, the bat. You brought up the bat.
Yeah.
What keeps me from getting drunk at home, taking an Uber to the batting cages?
Oh, true.
Well, I mean, nothing, but at least the business isn't responsible.
Serve you.
Yeah.
I guess that'd be the liability wouldn't be on the business, maybe.
Okay, but wouldn't the argument be made if I got drunk, went to a batting cage, and hurt myself, that the business should have known that I was intoxicated and stopped me? Because that's what the batting cage business is going to do if I get overserved. They're going to cut me off.
Yeah.
Right? There's nothing illegal about me getting drunk and going to a batting cage unless the business has a problem with it. And when it comes to where I can buy alcohol, folks get awfully pearl clutchy about where some places can sell. Like, when I walk into a grocery store, gas station, or convenience store, I can buy a giant beer.
Yeah.
And there are gas stations across the street from schools that will sell me
a
massive beer.
Mm-hmm.
That's legal.
Yeah.
Why is a bar down the street from a school not illegal?
I never got this close to the school thing.
Right? Because, like, what, are the kids going to walk over after school?
Belly up after a hard day of math?
Like, there's probably a bar within walking distance of most schools.
And here, I'm not arguing flood the schools with bars. But what I'm saying is I can buy a giant beer at a 7-Eleven. I can pop that sucker in a paper bag, and I can legally walk down the street drinking it. That's not going to get me arrested.
Yeah.
So why am I able to do that, but you're restricting other businesses from selling me alcohol?
I'm with you.
Okay.
Like coffee shops should be able to sell booze.
Thank you.
That'd be
nice. There are some. So I don't. I guess I don't know the difference because there are some cafes that have boozy drinks.
Well, like Love and Cub, that join up with a college. Right. That's a bar and a coffee shop combo.
But they're also a restaurant,
and they also do live music.
Yeah. So maybe.
So if you serve food too, maybe. But it's still like the one I'm thinking of is a cafe. It's mostly coffee, but they have like a short list of drinks with booze in them.
I'm not sure. I mean, maybe it just depends on what you open the business as to begin with.
Maybe.
Right? I mean, maybe you open as a bar that serves coffee. But that's just it. The rules are so convoluted and silly because
it seems like you could get around it anyways if you wanted.
Well, like in this situation, it says comedy clubs will now be able to have an on-site liquor license. What were they doing before?
Yeah, we always had booze.
Thank you. Like the only way that anyone was going to be able to tolerate Tommy telling jokes was being plowed with booze. That's why every time he performed, there was a 19-drink minimum. Headline of tonight, Tommy Mulay. Everyone's in a coma. All right. They'll come back next time. Fantastic. And don't get me wrong here.
What?
Phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. I'm not saying no regulation.
Well, the liabilities, the regulations are already there. When you apply for a liquor license, you accept the liability.
Thank you.
Of selling people booze.
Thank you.
So that's all built in.
Just open it up to let anyone apply.
And by the way, you'll get a flood of money coming in because people want, and those liquor licenses are not cheap.
Thank you. Right? You don't want a business serving underage kids or over-serving.
But that's already built into the law.
Exactly. So just let them apply for a liquor license and give me a good reason why they can't have it. And if they abuse it, fine, take it away.
I forgot what the rule is. If do you have to be over a certain age to serve booze?
Oh, to be a bartender?
I think it's 18. Could you Google
that? Because I'm wondering how many of these businesses are mostly run by teenagers during the summer or like a lot of part-timers are under 18 where they wouldn't. They would struggle with this idea.
But that's
anyways.
On the owner. The owner would make the adjustments or decide not to sell booze.
Exactly.
I mean, it's their choice. Yeah. You're not being forced to do this.
Which is also silly, too, because when I go to Wegmans, that 15-year-old that's checking me out can sell me beer.
Right.
And check your ID. Yeah.
What's the difference? Is it the alcohol's open? They're worried the kids are going to sneak stuff? But the kid could also sell themselves beer if they wanted to.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It is cool, like, when you go to Florida, man, how wide open, like, you can shop. And drink in the store. You can get a stem glass of wine at some of these stores in a machine, and then you can go grocery shopping.
Do we want it to be more like Florida?
Now that I'm thinking about it.
Florida's on fire, literally.
No, literally on fire. It's not that, Kimmy. It's more thinking about Tommy being hammered drunk, trying accosting me at Wegman. Hey, I know you. I saw you on the TV at 1 o'clock in the morning. you suck. I got 19 drinks of me. I can watch Tommy late before I'm coming. 252-WCMF. As of now, a change in policy in New York State allows new kinds of businesses to apply for liquor licenses. Places like board game cafes, escape rooms, mini golf, art galleries, cooking class studios, pottery workshops, batting cages, virtual reality cafes, and some others. And it's just weird to me that there's a restriction on who can apply.
Yeah.
I really want to know what a virtual reality cafe is.
Oh, you haven't seen these things?
No.
Put them goggles on?
You got
walk around?
So you go and you sit. So it's just basically a room full of people with headsets on?
Well, you play games.
Oh.
Like, it's like video. You know, you play like...
So people are moving around.
Well, yeah.
Seems dangerous.
Yeah, sure, just get slugged in the head.
Well, but it's...
drunk.
It's safer there because people have these things at home, and there are these videos on, like, Instagram where you see people, like, put their hands through a wall.
Oh. That would like, be, like,
knock their five-year-old off their head.
That would be bizarre to walk into, though, like, before you put the headset on. It's just a bunch of people standing around.
Yeah.
In their own world.
Sure.
All right.
But, I mean, you know, if you're into it, whatever. Mm-hmm. What's the difference between that and swinging a golf club
50
just, times?
I just think of a place where you drink as such a social atmosphere that doesn't seem like one where you'd even want to drink or need to.
Val, that's a valid argument. Andrew writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, easiest way to get us. He writes, whatever happened to American family values?
Well, I left him at the house, so I'd go out and have a drink and make pottery.
But, like, all of our dads were having two drinks a night minimum.
Oh, yeah, my father drank every night. So did my mother.
Is it different?
What's the difference?
Is it different at home than it is out?
No.
Right?
This guy's a square.
Man.
Stay home, square.
Man! Although Chop does say baseball bats and alcohol don't mix. Look, I'm not saying.
Yes, they do. You go to the ballpark and drink.
But you're not swinging a bat.
Yeah, you're not hitting you're not hitting to the seven hole.
What about bat night?
I don't think they do bat night anymore.
They don't? Why?
On account of the bats. All of the
bats. They used to give you those little mini bats.
Look, man, I would argue that if the liability is on the business, decide. And here's the thing. As a consumer, I would also understand I am taking risks walking into a place that is serving alcohol because you can.
You're throwing an axe.
There was an axe throwing place bar. Yeah.
Axes and ales.
Thank you. That is no longer open. But how is that less dangerous than a batting cage?
I agree.
Right? No,
they when you worked at that volleyball joint, they had a bar there.
Hot
right?
Shots, they have a bar.
Yeah,
and that's been open for 30, 40 years.
Oh yeah,
30 years.
No, it's been there forever.
I mean, bro, any hockey rink you go to, men's league beer night or beer league hockey night, there's 20 guys about to get on the ice drinking in the bar. They are drinking in the dressing room and they're drinking on the bench.
So then, why can't you have it at the bat cage with the bat? You got the hockey stick and the sharp skates.
I agree with you. Miss Chudmuffin writes us on Instagram. Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. When I worked at a grocery store, I was under 18. I was not allowed to sell alcohol. Had to get a supervisor to approve the sale, or I had to send the customer to a cashier that was 18. That's not a rule anymore, is it?
I don't know.
I feel because the name tag.
I can't remember the last time. Yeah, somebody waved over a supervisor.
Because usually, if you buy beer, you go up, you show them your ID.
Yeah.
They put it into the computer, and you're done.
Yeah, there's a name tag code at Wegmans specifically. If they have a yellow name tag, I think they're under 18, and if they have a red name tag, I think they're under 16. So, and I know I've bought beer from yellow name tags before.
Did not know that.
Well, that's inside Wegmans stuff.
Yeah, it's pretty creepy.
Call yourself. Well, I worked there, idiot.
I know.
Idiot.
Just sound a little creepy.
And I didn't hit on any of the yellow tags. You know, this could be a lifeline to the alcohol industry right now.
Yeah, because everybody's dropping off.
Yeah, drinking is down, which is good for health, but bad for a business that employs a lot of people in a lot of different ways.
Yes.
And if you give people more opportunities to have a drink, in theory, you will sell more drinks.
Drink up.
And let's keep in mind, most people aren't going to get blotto.
No, it's always going to be. I mean, that's a very small percentage of people that get lit.
Like, they bring up art galleries in the Change by the State. Like, what person is going to walk into an art gallery planning on having seven bourbons and take their top off?
I always, would that be called art?
Oh, you think you're so good, Venus de Milo?
I thought they sold.
I got arms. Sorry.
Don't they give you wine? I always see people walking around those art galleries drinking wine.
Maybe
is
they
that just the movies.
Sell, unless they have a bar on premise. I don't know how this
or
works.
It's catered
man.
Or something.
I have no idea.
Man.
Oh, unless I bet you though, you could hire like a catering company to do it. Yeah.
Okay. Scott has an idea. Okay, maybe. Look, sometimes we can go too far.
Okay. What did he say?
Right, well, he writes us Duffy and WCMF. I think bars should be in hospitals while waiting for whatever. Have a drink to try and relax.
So I just saw something where it's where like people are super old, like they're going to, you know, they're at not a nursing home, but more like end of life care.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a booze cart that they bring around at night.
Okay.
And the guy, he's like an old cat himself.
Yeah.
He loads it up and he's pouring these old timers, man, martinis and Manhattans, and they love it. You know, every night they wait for this guy to show up at 5 o'clock. Here comes Charlie in the booze cart. So. Why not?
I mean, if it's a, well, hospital.
I mean, as long as it doesn't mix with your medication.
Well, no, I think he's saying, like, you're waiting in the hospital
for
something.
Yeah, like, more as a guest, you're saying.
Emergency room cocktail hour.
I would cut it off at the hospital.
That'd be a lot of. drunk dads waiting on their children to be born.
You got that? I'm thinking,
think of how long you're stuck at the hospital for.
Well, when my dad had his heart attack, we were living at the hospital. Yeah. There was a 10, 12, 24-hour period where we didn't know if he was going to live and we couldn't go see him. So, like, I would have been in that bar. Yeah, that's a bad idea.
No, it's fine.
No hospital. Uh-huh. Scott, you're out of the team. You're off the team. You know, the funniest part about this whole thing.
What's that?
The people you have to worry about drinking in places they shouldn't drink are already drinking there.
Oh.
Plenty of people put booze in their water bottles at kids' soccer games and amusement parks and town parades.
Coffee cup.
Right? Like, you're not keeping them sober. You're just getting them more creative.
Yeah. It's an underground thing.
But it's not even that underground anymore. Like, you'll watch parents like, oh, check it out. Glug, 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 into the damn bottle, right? Like, it's happening already. Like, it's just so funny, like, this whole idea, like, we'll plug our ears and we'll close our eyes and la, 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 everything is fine, la, 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 nothing's happening, la, 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 civil society. So just open it up.
I'm for it. You know, I'm always pro booze.
Let's be adults about it, huh?
Let's have some fun.
All right, good. Good plan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
Big weekend for the Buffalo Bills.
What's going on?
Not only do you have an opportunity to go 4-0 against a team that you should handle easily in your own stadium.
New Orleans.
Yep. As soon as that game is over on Sunday, we count down the seconds till we get to watch this young gun who was supposed to play a major part of this defense at the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
Yep. That was the plan.
Oh, no.
That was the plan.
What happened?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Bill Saints, 1 o'clock live Sunday right here on 96.5 WCMF. If you want to watch the game,
watch it.
You can go do it with a man who's gray as a rain cloud.
Party time.
Oh, you talking about Party Tommy's going to be there?
Oh, Party Tommy.
Party Time Tommy.
Party Time Tommy.
All right, well, go watch football with a man who doesn't know where he is 80% of the time. But he will be at the Bill Gray's Tap Room in Chi-Ally. Delicious food, fantastic drinks, and a short, angry dick. Tommy Bulay. Go hang out with Tommy on Sunday out in Chi-Ally with our friends from the Break Room, 96.5 WCMF. Also, around this time tomorrow, Tommy will be making his picks.
Oh, yeah.
You fell on your stupid, ugly face last week.
Yeah.
So you should be bouncing back.
I know New Orleans, baby.
You can't. I know you can't name a single saint. You can't name a single saint.
I know all the saints. Matthew, Mark, Luke.
Boo, boo.
Peter. Peter's a saint.
Boo, right? Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Every name is a saint.
Carl. Carl is a saint.
Saint Carl. There's probably a Saint Carl.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Some church.
So here's the thing.
What's that?
For the first time in over 2 months, yesterday, Bill's first-round pick, rookie Maxwell Hairston.
Wait, Halston's kid's back?
Was seen on the practice field.
Oh, all right.
So if you remember, he's the guy that went down with the knee injury in training camp, which was a problem because, Kimmy, it seemed the plan was to have him compete with Tre'Davious White for the starting corner job.
Absolutely. He was definitely expected to come in and make an impact.
You got it. So the good news.
Good news.
When he went down with that non-contact injury, it wasn't worst-case scenario, not season-ending.
All right.
But they put him on IR, meaning he would have to miss four games. But we all assumed as fans, as soon as that four games were done,
he's back.
Ready to roll.
He's a kid.
Primetime Patriots game. Maxwell Hairston runs out of that tunnel. We're going to watch him make some plays, and maybe not.
What happened?
Yesterday, in his press conference, head coach Sean McDermott said that Hairston is working and moving in the right direction, but then went on to say, he doesn't know how many weeks Hairston will miss. He says he's coming back from a knee injury as a defensive back, which is hard. He's a rookie that never even took a preseason snap.
Yeah, but he's got fresh young knees.
He's never played a snap in the NFL.
Yeah. I know, but he should be recovered.
Fresh young knees? Why did that sound so creepy?
Young men have good, strong, sturdy knees.
Okay.
And they're fresh.
Kimmy,
a knee guy.
Well, you need to be a knee guy. You need your knees.
Kimmy, it's not like you can just chuck out a rookie in week 5.
No, I mean,
but is he holding back because it's a cush schedule? You got two games that you should win.
It's a divisional game against the New England. So he can't play this week. His first game would be against New England. You wouldn't hold a guy back in a divisional primetime matchup.
Oh.
Stupid.
No, but they're kind of not good.
But you don't really know what he's capable of yet. I mean, he didn't even have a preseason game.
Yeah.
Not a snap.
No, really, not a snap.
That's what I've been hearing. No snaps.
Yeah, no, you really don't know what he's going to do out on the field if you throw him out there.
I think the least fun quote from Sean McDermott regarding rookie corner Maxwell Hairston yesterday, quote, right now, I think it's lowering expectations and managing them and just taking it one day at a time and seeing when and if he can come back.
So slow down, everybody.
Like he may never come back?
If? Well, I mean, would they lock him out of the facility?
Why would you say if?
I don't know, but I don't like if.
If means it may.
I mean, they're not going to shut him down for the season on this, are they? Do they think that Tre'Davious White is playing well enough or they're just going to let him be?
Or they're really that worried about it. Maybe it could also be like a mental thing. He's not ready to get back
out
there
yet. Why'd you draft him then? Well, get a mental. Well,
no, the mental thing from coming back from
the injury. That's what I mean. Like maybe he's protecting him by saying that because maybe he's not ready or he doesn't seem like he's 100% mentally ready to go back in.
Give the boy a pill. Let's play.
Why are you making that, bro? You draft him with a first round pick.
Shoot him with the one on knee.
You don't.
Yeah, but if he's hesitant out on the field because of his knee, that's not good for you. It's not good for anybody.
It was an issue Tre'Davious White had coming back from his original knee injury. Something he talked about. Is that a problem for you?
Yes. Come on.
Come on. What?
Let's go. We got a Super Bowl to win.
Okay.
Can't be worried about your goddamn knees.
252 WCMF, after yesterday, Maxwell Hairston, rookie first-round pick cornerback on the practice field, off to the side for the first time since he hurt his knee in training camp. He is allowed to come back and play starting next week against the Patriots, but comments from Sean McDermott sounds like that's definitely not going to happen, and it may be even longer. And the news just gets worse, actually.
What happened now?
So they had their first practice of the week yesterday.
Yeah.
They put out the injury report. Matt Milano, linebacker, he's missed the last two games.
Kind of knew he was struggling.
He did not practice.
Nope.
Okay. Ed Oliver, who played against Baltimore and then missed the last two games, he did not practice, so that's not great. And added to the injury report, offensive lineman Spencer Brown with a calf injury did not practice. That's a problem.
But that doesn't mean they may not play. They're just not practicing, correct?
Because I thought he had said that he thinks he did this during the Dolphins game.
The calf you're talking
and
about.
Played through it. It seems like he could... He could just be taking things easy and maybe be ready. Still,
and
be ready
Oliver
to go.
Doesn't need to practice. Jesus Christ, he's been around forever.
They don't really let those guys play if they don't practice.
Oh,
like if they miss. I mean, look, today will be the tell.
Yeah.
All right.
Like if you have limited stuff for all three of these guys, you got a chance. Normally, if you don't practice Thursday with this team, you don't play.
But then again, you're playing this team that you think you should win. Leave these guys out. Let them get a little bit easier.
How many
better.
Guys can you
How
miss?
How many boys?
What? Were you finished that? No, okay. Here's the problem with Spencer Brown, if that's a legitimate thing. Now it's not about stopping guys on defense. It's about protecting your quarter billion-dollar investment in Josh Allen. Mm. You can't name
the guy,
right? I mean, I don't know who's going to play tackle. Who's playing tackle to protect Josh Allen?
You probably got a guy that could do it.
I probably got a guy.
Tackle. You're a big fat lug and just stands there and holds a guy.
Bro, these guys are world-class athletes. They run sub 5 yard 45.
And they also run for some subs.
Okay. And Spencer Brown is not a big fat guy. He's actually one of the more athletic.
He's trimmed down to 290.
Bro, I'm telling you, man. You look at that guy. He looks like.
Bro, tell me more about this young man. You look at that young man.
It's funny because he's that type of guy that if you guys were sitting on a couch together, you'd pull a Richie Incognito and just sit there and shut up.
Okay, sir.
You're really a large person.
Is your cap okay?
Well, you're used to large people. I'm not.
Okay.
Look.
You were raised large.
When it comes
by large,
when it comes to Harrison, looping back around.
Oh, that kid!
I definitely want to see him, Kimmy, back by Kansas City.
Harrison, you're talking about?
Harrison.
When's Kansas City?
So you have New Orleans this week.
Yeah.
You have Patriots next week.
Yeah.
You have the Falcons after that. Bye week, Panthers. So you're a month and a half away from Kansas City.
You could be undefeated.
Yeah, you could. That's a legitimate thing.
Everybody be back by then. Calves and knees. I'm a hero.
No, Harrison, I'm talking about specifically here because I love Tre'Davious White. Don't get me wrong. And he's doing a great job back there so far.
But he wasn't supposed to be the guy.
You got it.
Yeah.
And he's making splash plays and he's doing his thing, right? But I don't want Andy Reid to be able to pick on Tre'Davious White for 60 minutes.
Yeah.
The kid's got to be ready to go by Kansas City or else
he'll
I'm
be fine.
Shut up. God, I hate you.
I don't know. Like, how long does it take a guy like that to get into the game, to get used to the system, to jump in there. It may, even if he's healthy, even if he's 100%, the odds are kind of stacked against him in that situation.
We're gonna learn a system.
How many times do you have to see how complicated his defense is?
Not complicated. You smack a guy down, you take the ball.
Everybody that leaves it?
Would you want his first game to beat Kansas City? Because I wouldn't.
Well, Kansas City's not looking that good.
That's what I'm saying.
Struggling? I thought you were saying he'd be ready to go.
I want him back by Kansas City. Give me Carolina at least. Let him go play against Bryce Young and then throw. I mean, look, again, it's not an ideal situation, but I love Tre'Davious White. Do you want Tre'Davious White out there with Patrick Mahomes doing what he wants? I mean, God forbid.
I don't want a guy on the field for the first time ever.
But didn't they struggle against the Giants?
Who's that?
Kansas City.
Yeah.
Giants ain't no good.
They're probably gonna have both of the receivers that are missing back. Their top two wide receivers. So shut up, stupid. Why do we even have real football discussion?
It's a system over here. You gotta understand the system.
Speaking of football,
I am sure my calf hurts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com.
Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.